February 7th, 2010. Temptation. St. Peter says, "Praise be to Jesus." Today I have come to underscore the greatest temptation in the world today. It is the temptation which is the very foundation of all sin. It is the temptation which destroys nations, pulls souls to their perdition, and attempts to undermine heaven's intervention here. I speak of the temptation to compromise the truth. Remember, Satan is the father of lies. He makes evil look good, and good to appear evil. He inflates egos as a way of promoting his own agenda. He fosters the need for control, power, and money in hearts by distorting the truth. Once truth is compromised, the soul is vulnerable to any temptation. Take, for instance, the sin of abortion. Satan convinced the general public that life does not begin at conception. Once this truth was challenged, the groundwork for abortion was laid. Let us look now at this particular mission. It has changed many lives and has the potential to change a multitude more. So, of course, Satan challenged the truth of the messages and the mission itself. There is nothing confusing about the mission or the messages, but the enemy of all souls has made it seem so by compromising the truth. The truth is compromised in every heart that willingly makes choices outside of holy love. The truth is compromised when the soul does not trust. In lack of trust in Jesus, he is trusting only in human effort, not divine providence. So you can see the great weapon Satan has when he tempts a soul to compromise the truth. This is the cause of the loss of salvation.